Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, 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 it's a long, 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 long way down. Baby, it's a long, 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 long.
You talking about the pinto with a noodle on it?
Yeah, the one with the customized paint job, you know. I don't know why she was complaining about them little furry things hanging from the mirror.
Straight up.
I thought she wanted those little pink dice.
Right on. Today is a beautiful day. You woke up this morning, your fingers are still wiggling. You can get out of bed, you can stretch, you might have a little bit of pain. You know, but you're still in the game. I want to also make sure we shout out the people down there in Mississippi, Alabama, all them southern states that got hit with those tornadoes and freak storms, and we want to send condolences out to families that have lost loved ones. And make sure you do your part. Give $1, give $2, give $5, give $100, buy a bottle of water, take it to the Red Cross, do something. If you got a radio show, encourage people to go out there and do something for the good folks who woke up and everything was gone. They were sitting down having dinner, having conversations, and Mother Nature came through and showed us who really running things, for real. And a lot of us think the sun rises and sets on us because we're so important. At the end of the day, we're nothing but a grain in the sands of time, man. That's it. That's all. That leads me into today's show. You got some damn nerve. We're going to start off with the women first, and then we're going to get to the fellas. You know, you got women out there who think they can do what they want to, say what they want to, and brothers
how
to just put up with it.
Say what they want to, how they want to.
You know, they feel like, you know, it's cool for them to go do their thing, but if they catch you for a moment trying to do your thing, it's a problem. You know, I'm not going to give you all of the details. Let's just say a little story came across my little radar over the week, and that's what inspired this show. You know, a young lady who, she out searching for what she wants. She out doing what she wants to do, you know. Writing love letters to other dudes and stuff. And she just expects her significant other to put up with it. Now the question becomes, does she have some damn nerve? Or does he not have enough nerve to be like, hold the hell up. Do I have Bobo the Clown written on my forehead? 646-929-2870. Let's hear your opinion. I know K. Diddy ready to jump on this one. Go ahead, the Elixir of Love. Spread that gospel.
I was just wondering, man, because when I was hearing you make that statement, I'm like, okay. Now what happens? I guess we're speaking of a total monogamous situation, of course, because I was figuring out what happens if the rules get messy. And you start out that way, but then somebody decided they just want to change their mind and go and do their own thing. I guess that's where the issues come, don't it?
That would become, because then, you know, we already discussed it. That's changing the game, changing the rules in the middle of the game, which we all know is not permitted. The rules of the game got to be established going in.
And that's why we always...
This is one of those situations where they're supposed to be pursuing marriage and love and family and stuff of that nature. But, you know, you trying to do your thing, but you don't think a brother should have enough nerve to speak up on the fact of what's going on. Or is it that sometimes a brother done hung his hat so high that he like, man, I can't do no better than this, so I'm going to just put up with this bullshit. I don't know. Who knows?
No, they do it because of the kids.
You know what I mean?
But that's a common excuse, because when we hear people doing stuff that they know is crazy, and especially us men folks, we real quick with that one. And we know when stuff is just crazy. But yes, man, why are you dealing with that, man? Well, man, you know, man, I got them kids, man, and okay. Well, now they seeing you fight and argue every day, so that's supposed to help them? That's supposed to have them in a positive environment? I guess that's a whole nother show.
A positive environment is best for everybody involved, brother. A positive environment is best for everybody involved. So, you know, today's bold statement is you got some damn nerve.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You over here trying, what's your favorite thing? Somebody trying to sell chicken out of your chicken shack.
How could you treat me like that? You obviously don't know who I think I am.
So you know, that's the question. Who do you really think you are at the end of the day? That's a question we all got to ask ourselves.
That's the truth.
And I can understand if you have no knowledge of what's going on, but if you have knowledge of what's going on, why are you letting it happen?
Tony, I got a question. What happened? Well, I guess there ain't no issue if it's agreed on up front, though. I guess that's what I'm saying, because see, a lot of people agree and accept a lot of things, and it's okay with them because that's what they used to and accustomed to. So that's their norm.
Yeah, that's the norm, and that's understandable. You know, we talked about that before, and if that's how we've laid it out, of course, all of that is fine and dandy. You know, you like it, another person just got to love it. That's your life. But the question that I'm asking is, how the hell are you going to have some nerve to say, well, and brothers are primarily guilty of this. I'm going to throw the brothers under the bus right now with this comment. Brothers especially are primarily guilty of this. You know, you feel like you can have four or five different women, but if you find out that this one is doing something else, you want to make a big issue out of it. What nerve you got? That's different. That's my baby mama, dog. And that means what?
Well, he forgot
what does that mean?
He forgot that if a king can have subjects, so can a queen.
Don't have to put that out there again, player.
See, that's where he forgot. He just thought he was the king and his queen couldn't have no subjects. But if he was really on top of things, he would realize that a queen could have subjects too. So don't get it twisted, think because you just over here and your queen is over there that she ain't got no subjects too, because you will be surprised.
Absolutely. And then the question becomes, how can you be mad? Every game got rules to it. How can you have the nerve? And I'm, once again, I'm throwing the brothers under the bus because women are guilty of this too. You know what I mean? You want to stab somebody or stalk somebody or hurt somebody when you are doing your thing. This person was put on the planet to just pick up your sloppy seconds?
I think the only difference is I think the man is a little bit more likely to utilize a fire extinguisher than the woman, because women always know where their fire extinguisher is. They always know on their job, at the gas station, at the supermarket. They always know where it is, you know what I mean? And they can utilize it whenever they choose, and they know that, you know.
Okay. I want to take a moment, do a quick shout-out. You know, we've got to encourage people to go over to the website, www.worldmovement.com, you know what I mean? Grab your copy of the new book. You know how we do. Man, Playology is almost ready for the road again. Play a Steppy Game Up has been reissued, and that's what we're talking about today, the rules of the game, the rules of engagement, the rules of what kind of relationship are you engaging in, what kind of nerve you got to think you're so special that you can do your thing, but the next person needs to keep themselves in line.
Yes, and if you guys want to join us, please hit number one on your phone. We'd like to hear what you got to say, too.
Absolutely. And also, what we're going to do right here is we're going to take a quick little cognac break. Hit them with some of that world movement funk, brother. Hit them with some of that world movement funk.
Hello, baby. You just tuned in to Grammy H-double-O-D, and I got a special request that goes out to Mary Jane. This is for you, baby girl, for you. 1956 Jaguar Roadster, 5-inch white walls on Goodyear tires. Fire engine red, chrome on front and rear, white interior, soft like it's Wonder Bread. I'm feeling hurt, I'm in pain. miss my girl, Mary Jane. We made love for the first time last night, and I was hoping I could see you again, Mary Jane.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
That's what they say when I drive by.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I bloodshot red cause I'm sore.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I'm trying to find my girl, Mary Jane.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
See her again. Mary Jane, the most popular girl in high school, in my hood, in my world. She's so dynamite, she's so out of sight. She's so sweet that you can't help but kiss her twice. Feeling hurt, I'm in pain. Miss my girl, Mary Jane. We made love for the first time last night, and I was hoping I could see you again. In the mall shop and still I can't find her. So if y'all see me crying when you walk on by, oh no, it's not tears, it's just smoke in my eye.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
That's what they say when I drive by.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I blush, I pray cause I'm so high.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I'm trying to find.
Talking about the nerve of somebody to believe that you know, while they're so-called doing what it is they need to do, looking for the love that they think they need, or looking for whatever it is, whatever void they need filled, but you're supposed to stay in line while they do that. And they got the nerve to have an attitude with you. It's sort of like, you know, the hood rat baby mama who got the boyfriend but still calling your house, talking about who you over there with. Are you for real? You really calling over here to find out who I'm over here with? And I hear your dude in the background, right? That don't matter. Yes, it does. What you doing on my phone?
Them sound like some sick control issues.
Absolutely, that's what
people,
it is.
People can't control themselves, but they want to control somebody else.
You know what I mean? Or lack thereof of control might be the word, because they're trying to control the party on the other end of that phone or the other end of the conversation and keep them in line while they do their thing. And like I said, I'm rolling again with the brothers right now, but sisters are guilty of that too. You know, sisters are real, and that's what kind of triggered this week's show. Like I said, the young lady is looking for whatever it is she thinks she's missing out of her life in various different places. But I wonder if the roles were reversed, how would she feel about the brother doing the same thing? That's when we'd all be accused of, you know, brothers ain't nothing. Brothers ain't this. Brothers ain't shit, you know. Then we sitting on the other side of the fence hollering the same thing. But somewhere in between that is the truth. Somewhere in between their truth and our truth is the real truth as to why we do the things we do. Or I can say why we justify the things we do. Go ahead, K. Dizzle.
No, I just want to ask, is it one truth or is it two truths?
Ooh, okay. That's a good question. My truth might not be your truth, so there can't be one truth.
So then we got to talk about, then if that's the case, then there's two truths. Then there's your truth and there's my truth. And then a wise person would say, then there's the truth. So that makes it three truths: your truth, my truth, and an unbiased truth. Damn, that's confusing.
Now, if you're talking to some ex-lover, be it male or female, and you're engaged in a relationship, how is this fair to your partner? You know, like I said, we can understand if the rules to the game have already been established, or the relationship is descending into chaos anyway. If the relationship is falling apart and disintegrating, you can, you know, by some measure say, okay, this is why this is occurring. But if one person is trying and the other one is not, who is it fair to for you to be with me doing your thing and still trying to keep thumbs on me?
You know what, I think when things start deteriorating to that degree, it still becomes a dysfunctional comfort zone. You know, both of you guys, or the two individuals, are still in a dysfunctional relationship, but then they find comfort in the fact that they still know you to some degree, and both people are afraid to just step out of that, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Even though the shit is not working, you know, but you've been around this person and with this person, and it's almost like a rubber band, you know. You've stretched this rubber band, you know. It'll never go back to its original shape. The next thing it could do is hold a little bit longer until it finally pops. And,
okay.
And people and relationships, they pretty much the same way. You know, they do the same thing. They're afraid to venture out on their own after they've invested so much time in the relationship, even though they know that it's ran the gamut, you know. It's pretty much gone as far as it's going to go, you know, because nobody really want to truly forgive and forget, even though they say that they do, they know they don't, you know, because we still having problems with self-honesty and self-control, because a lot of us still can't look in the mirror and come clean with what they truly want and who they truly are. So, you know, it's a difficult situation, you know. So one thing I like about what we're doing here, we constantly put it out there to each and every one of our listeners that we need to check ourselves. You know, it's real easy to point fingers about people, but if you check yourself and you know what you want yourself in your relationship and truly what you want in a mate or a partner or a friend with benefits, however you want to classify it, then you don't get disappointed and you don't disappoint. That's Kate Dizzle's take on that.
Man, no wonder they created the Elixir of Love. Now, you know, I was going to lie and say, oh, well, the listening public wants to know why you're called the Elixir of Love. The real question that I want to know is who called you the Elixir of Love? Or is this one of them self-titles?
No, well, you know, first of all, you know, some of my listeners fell in love with my voice, and they said it is so smooth that they love my voice, and they said it's smooth like tonic, but I just didn't think Love Tonic had the proper ring. It just didn't sound good to me, you know. It just didn't flow right, and I didn't want to be the Love Tonic. I wanted to be the Elixir. Now, you might not get that, and it's okay because I know you're not gay, but for all the female listeners, I know they feel that, so it's all
right. Right on, right on.
Press number one, if you guys just join us, we talking about you got some damn nerve. What you doing?
And the definition of that is that, you know, you're engaged in a relationship. A relationship that from jump that was monogamous, you know what I mean, with me and you. But you off trying to do your thing, but you still trying to keep me in check. And, you know, we started off on the sisters, but I've kind of thrown the brothers onto the bus with it too, because brothers are the main ones who be trying to preach that gospel. You know, but, you know, there's enough blame to go around. How can you tell somebody, well, you know, keep yourself in line, but you're not in line? And I guess nobody bothered to ask the question. And my esteemed colleague calls it, he said, what did you say so well, so eloquently? It is a dysfunctional comfort zone is what you called it?
Yeah, it's a relationship where two dysfunctional people have found comfort in dysfunction. And it's, to them, it's their normal, it's their reality, that's their truth, that's their existence. To you and I, we may feel like that's crazy, that's not normal, that's some way out shit, but then we have to be careful with that, because now here we go judging somebody else's situation. So how is ours so perfect? So, you know, we still go back and we have to check our own, you know what I'm saying? Fix us, yourself. You'll start playing the mirror, you know, and let everything else just work itself out.
Absolutely, and we also want to make sure, you know, we want to put this out there that earlier in the show we had already said that sometimes the rules of the relationship were established in the beginning of the game, and if in the beginning of the game I'm like, and you're like, okay, you do your thing, I do mine, that's a whole different topic whatsoever, because you're not having nerve when that occurs. That's just the rules of the game that we're engaged in. And we can discuss that, whether that is functional or dysfunctional, on another show. But today we're just talking about when you doing your thing, or you searching for your thing, or you in the process of your thing, why I got to come along for the ride. And also, why do I allow myself to come along for the ride becomes the question. What could be possibly going through my mind? Because I can see if you're being deceptive and I don't know.
Because you got a big booty and you make some good boiled eggs.
Big booty and boiled eggs are really important. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
They really are, you know what I mean? But I
can't even get around that. Okay. But anyway, you know, in one scenario we're saying, okay, if the next party is being deceptive and you're not aware, that's one thing. But if you become aware of the deception, why would you let yourself partake in it? What's the possibility going round and round in that head of yours why you would partake in this?
Maybe she got that elusive snapping thing. You keep asking questions and answers keep popping into my head.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask the questions and you pop out the answers and we'll see what the listening audience says. So the question I just asked is, what is going round and round in your head? And your response was?
The brother might be sprung on the taco.
Okay, so he wide open is what you're saying.
Yeah, she done put that wiggle waggle on him, and he just done lost his mind. He don't care who else she doing or when she doing, just long as she make his toes wiggle.
Okay. That's one take on it. You're talking about the seat, and let me put
that's the male take on it, not a female. And on the female side, she might not care what her partner doing either, as long as he take care of her and, you know, bring her, you know, a happy meal every now and then. You know, she might be okay, too. You never know. You never know.
Okay, and that's a physical aspect of it. And emotionally, that's a physical aspect, but mentally and emotionally.
Mentally,
how can it be healthy for you?
Well, mentally, he may stimulate her mind. Maybe he may motivate her to do better or want better for herself.
Oh, 646-929-2870. To everybody that's on the switchboard, welcome to the show. You want to jump in, press the number one. We ask you questions. Because we ain't got the answers. We just over here trying to figure it out. We family. Ain't nobody listening but me and you.
That's right. And we won't tell. And we won't tell nobody.
That's right. Jump in. Let's walk through this together. We talking about it. The way I look at it, my take on it is this. Tay Diddy said, well, you know, she done put that snapper on him and he gone. He just wide open. I got a different take on it. I got to take with what you think you can't do better? Is this the end all and be all what you just going to see yourself doing and you are aware of what's going on? Like I said, I can give you a ghetto pass if you're not aware. But if you're aware, if you have read a letter, you know what I mean? Why would you participate? Can't you go find another snapper just the same?
Self-esteem issues. You know,
okay.
people have a tendency to beat themselves up, you know, rather than them fixing themselves up, they beat themselves up. So they program their own minds that they can't achieve better or do better or make excuses, oh, she'll never have nothing to do with me, so I'm not going to approach her, or he'll never talk to me because I think he's so much better or whatever. You know, people have a tendency of talking themselves out of things, and if you truly feel that way about yourself, then go get player step your game up, because that's what it's about. You know, if you feel that way about yourself, which every day should be an improvement, you should be better today than you were the day before. So if you feel like something's lacking in you, fix it and go get that girl or that guy that you want.
Straight up, quoted straight out of the book Playology. We're gonna call it take a dose of Acrite. You better get motivated. Make the things that's wrong in your life right. Straight out of the book. You've got to make the things that's wrong in your life right. And first start off with self-knowledge. Because I don't care how much the snapper is put on you or how much you done got kicked down, how much are you willing to endure
just for those moments.
You know what Charlie Tuna, Charlie Tuna said, the worst hook in the world is one that you don't want to get off of. And I guess the moral to that story, if that shit is so good that it's got you doing some way out stuff, it might be too good for you, too. There is such a thing, you know what I mean?
That's why they say it's too good to be true. Comes back to that old cliche. Too good to be true. But don't trip. We right here for you. You can chime in at any time. Hit us in the chat room. Tell us what you got to say. We're going to hit you with some more of that funk. Hey, give them some more of that world movement funk, baby.
Yo, what's up, world? This is your boy Hot Tracks, and you listening to Can a Player Play with Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and your boy K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Man, that's the question we all is asking. Will you forgive me? That's when that snapper got you, like Kay Dizzle said. That's when that snapper got you, and you don't know if you're coming or going. You're sitting up just seeing it. Like, whew. I'm going to just say, you know what I mean? Walk all over me, baby. Do what you want to do. As long as you give me some.
Do what you wanna do.
You know what I mean? A lot, hey, there's this old song by Bill Withers where he is like, you know, who is he and what is he to you? He says, you're too much for one man, but not enough for two. And I suppose that's one of them situations right there.
Wow.
You're too much for one man, but not enough for two. That's real old school right there, and that's what we're talking about today. What could let yourself get walked on? Kay Dizzle say it's a snapper. You know, he also said it could be self-esteem. I just say you ain't took a dose of act right personally. You ain't stood in the mirror and figured out what it is you really want from a woman.
Or what a woman wants from a man. Don't leave him out.
No, well, fine. Go ahead. Since Joy wasn't here, I was riding. You know, since I threw the fellas onto the bus, I was just trying to back up off them and stand up for them a little bit. But, yeah, what is it you want
from a lot of women don't know what they want in a man. You know, they got some fairy tale thing going on in their head. You know, they got their bar or they standing so high, and they didn't forget that God didn't make any perfect people. So there's going to be something wrong with somebody, no matter what. If you're with them long enough, look at them long enough, you're gonna find something. But if you realize that nobody's perfect, you're gonna find some flaws or some faults. If that's what you're looking for, but if you're looking for happiness, that's a whole different situation. People should realize the difference. Seeking happiness and seeking someone to fulfill some imaginary position you didn't create it in your mind, you're already setting yourself up for failure. It's just not real. So people, keep it real. How hard is that?
Now the question becomes, when you say standards are set so high, are they really standards or just some fantastical tales that you done put together in your mind?
Well, it's one and the same, because if it's some fantastical stuff people put in their mind, isn't that some form of reality, their reality? If that's what they're out there looking for, that's their reality. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy to us because, like I said, we're looking from the, you know, we on the balcony looking at it. You know what I'm saying? But if they done concocted some way out stuff that, you know, I got to have this man with this type of job, I got to have this man to look like that, I got to have this man to do this, I got to have this man that, you know, don't giggle a certain way. You know, you got all these things that he has to, a checklist that you're going by that he has to live up to, and you ain't going to never find that. That all of a sudden you start telling yourself that, you know, men ain't no good. You know, ain't no good ones out there. But is it really them?
That's the question you got to ask. And also, the flip side of that is, why would you be in pursuit of what you think your standards are
and drag somebody else along for the ride who's thinking that it's me and you against the world.
Well, why would you even expect pursuing something and you ain't bringing nothing?
Don't touch that one, because that's another topic for another show. How can you expect so much when you ain't bringing nothing?
You ain't bringing nothing to the table.
You ain't bringing nothing to the table, but you expect the world.
Bringing nothing
to
the table.
Yeah, that's another. We ain't going to touch on that one. That might be next week's show. How can you expect so much and you're bringing so little? That's some real talk for your butt right there. For real. But, you know, to all the listeners out there, when you check our archives and all that, give us some feedback. Kate Dizzle, I had a question to ask you. Are we up and running on iTunes yet?
Absolutely. Our podcasts are going, so people, you guys can go to iTunes and download the podcast of our shows. I think we have like 160-some episodes, so I'm sure you'll be able to relate to something we've talked about, because I'm sure we talk about the things that people don't want to talk about, but yet they want to hear. Huh?
Straight up. And also, I want to make sure we're putting it out there early to the listening base, because the numbers are growing by the thousands, that we appreciate and love y'all. Look out for us. We'll be in L.A. at we'll give you the details. We got a book fair coming up in L.A. I'd love for some of the fans to come out and meet your boy Pretty Tony, get your copy of the book. We're going to get the name of the book fair together and the dates and all that, and we expect to see you out there.
June 25th,
right down there in good old L.A. at Leimert Park. Come through, represent with your boy, Pretty Tone. I'm sure I'll remind you a couple times between now and then. Love to meet and greet with y'all, chat with you a little bit. If you want to come cuss me out, come cuss me out. Ask me who the hell do I think I am to be up on here talking about the stuff I do.
And he didn't know, that she was your mama before he met her.
Ain't that the damn truth? Yes, indeed. You got some damn nerve. That's the question. Man, I am so tempted to break off into that subject matter that we were talking about, wanting so much and bringing so little to the table, because we could even tie that into today's topic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Beyond the physicality of the relationship, what is it that you're bringing to me that you think I should put up with your shit?
Is it peace? Is it harmony? Is it love? Is it tranquility? I mean, is it finances? Is it only sex? I mean,
what is it?
I mean, is it spiritual enlightenment? I mean, what?
You know, straight up, what is it that you're bringing to the table that you think I should put up with your shit? You got some damn nerve. That's what a brother asking, and that's what a sister should be asking. How do you, you know what the problem is? I'm going to give you this game. And normally I charge for this game when we do our little seminars and stuff, but this game, I'm going to throw this playerism out there for free today. Rule number one in player, step your game up. Nothing to add it to nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something. So that means you must be adding something to my life. You can't just come into my life with nothing and expect something from me in return. You know, in the old days, when I threw this slang out, it had a different meaning. It was more a financial meaning to it. But now that I've grown a little bit, it's just this game of life, this playerology. You understand what I'm saying? If you come into somebody's in your life, they're in your life for addition, not subtraction. And I personally feel that if you ain't bringing something to better me, I personally feel that if you ain't helping me be the best at being me, that means you're taking away from me. Because no matter how many nuts I bust, after that momentary satisfaction, what am I left with? Especially if you're doing your thing. Now, I can see if you were friends with benefits. Ain't no problem. Do your thing, ma. I can't, you know what I mean? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. But if we got something else going on, where I'm trying to build something with you, I'm trying to do some things with you, I personally feel as though it's a violation. of my inner peace and tranquility for you to be bringing them ripples to my life. Because I don't know what next man thinking. You might put that snapper on him and then do it all in the bushes with a motherfucking laser scope pointed at me. I'm just saying. That's
yeah,
all I'm
well,
saying.
She'll be out there cutting your ties. I don't know what you're talking about.
That too. Out there cutting a brother's ties and shit. You know, it's the game we play. These are the questions we ask. You know? Who is she and what is she to you? That's the name of the book I wrote. But some of the questions y'all females need to be asking is who is he and what is he to you? Like the old song, Dadgummit. But that's where we are. That's what we're doing. We up only asking, what kind of nerves do you got? Why should I be dealing with that? Now, Kate Dizzle, the elixir of love. We need to give him one more round of some world movement funk. Give him something really funky.
I don't know, man. I feel like we need something sunny, man. So how about Sunny by our old buddy?
Get him with some sunshine.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sonny one so true.
Complain or explain, you simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like
can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I wanna do is cruise, enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first, let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet, ba 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 ba. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way.
Sunny,
Shout out to the big homie, OG, Tweed Cadillac, straight up out of Compton, Killer California. Hey.
Penthouse Players Click.
Straight up, DJ Quick Player Ham, that whole West Coast movement.
Hey, man, I had the pleasure of meeting Player Ham's son, man. They got a group called the Young Giants.
Right on, right on.
I met them down at when I was doing the L.A. Industry Connect down at the L.A. What is that, Convention Center? The
right on.
Industry networking thing. Player Ham's son then was performing down there. But, yeah, big shout-out to Player Ham, OG.
And for all of y'all who not up on it, you know, we talk about, you know, West Coast legends, been in the game for years, you know what I mean? Going back to the early 90s, Spice One out of the Biggity Day, you know, Too Short. Then you had the Southern Cali movement, DJ Quick, High C, Second to None, AMG, Tweed Cadillac, Player Ham, and a whole host of other players that came out of the West Coast.
What was my man named Fresh? What was the other little guy out of Pasadena, Pomona? I can't think of his name. Fresh something.
Nah, hey. Brother. There's quite a few acts, you know what I mean? But ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last few minutes of the show. We want to thank everybody who's, you know, sometimes when I see the incredible amount of people that have listened to this little show where we come on here and just voice our little opinions, and we like Kate did and say we talk about the things that you're probably thinking but you don't want to say. And, you know, for a lot of you brothers that I was talking about today, in the book Playerology, I gave y'all a name. I call y'all Doorman Danny. All the Doormat Danny cats out there who just let women wipe their feet on them, or you think you can't do better, or, you know, you got a brain imbalance, or something just wrong with you, or you got to step your game up. You can't have nobody doing what they want to do with you when they want to do it, because they ain't never going to respect you in this life, ultimately. And if you a good dude, and I'm talking about the good dudes out there, I'm not talking about a dude who, you know he out beating the cheeks of a couple other females, so he let his broad get away with whatever. That's a whole different scenario. Today's scenario I'm talking about is a good dude, and let me go on and throw a good woman who you're trying hard to maintain a good relationship. But in return, you're getting bullshit. You deserve better. You truly do. Because, you know, players play. That's just what they do. And if you're a player, you put it out there like, look, this is what I do. This is how I am. This is how I roll. And you give the person, always give the person the choice of this so you can roll with me or keep it moving. But if you're not in that world, don't step in that realm, because you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt that you probably don't even know how to get out of, because, like Kate Dizzle said, she done put that snapper on you, that you know, that head game, just that fellatio that's got you gone. You don't know what to do with yourself. So it's one of them damned if you do, damned if you don't situations. If you ain't mentally ready for a ride, don't get on it. Straight up. Because that powerful vagina will take you on a ride that's out of this world. Once again, shout out to the book. Playerology warns you about that. There's some women out there that our daddies and our brothers and our homies never told us about. They will put it on you, and you don't know if you're coming or you're going. That's Pretty Tony's public service announcement for the day. An old pimp partner of mine told me, don't get with nothing that you can't walk away from tomorrow, homie, because you'll kill yourself. And that's just how he timed it, too.
We're down to the last 5 seconds, baby. Y'all come back and join us next week, 2:30, same time, same channel. Can a player play?
Right out, brother.
Hot track, phenomena. Just want to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Get attracted.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
I must be deceiving me. I ain't believing me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she or her. Made me stumble on my words. Made me praise the Lord, hallelujah, but I'm not in church. It works. Lock your eyes with the master plan. Exchange of the names, leave the shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instant, that instinct, the seventh I'ma add. Knew she had the qualities I'm looking for. Topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. Know she gotta own this, a reflection of a credit score. Material deficiencies and living in this girl's world. So of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid's got the flu. It's true. I ain't seen them fly as you, shouting girl, I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. Cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much piece of swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, go buy the double D's. Jeez, didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish to assist, let me know what it is. I forever got you, I'm patient with patience. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose, so if you wanna win a baby, tell me.